Today's daf is daf Samech Ches. We got to the very top line. Nedarim has been very nice. It's been very clean finishes, I think, many of the dafim. So the top of the Gemara says, Debei Rabbi Shmuel, we were talking about some hard things, about Nar Marasa, a woman who's engaged from the age of 12 to 12 and a half, really under 12 and a half, and younger, that her husband and father have the right together, need to in partnership, to be made for her neder. If one without the other is made for it, it's not enough. So the Gemara now on the top of Samech Ches Aleph says, Debei Rabbi Shmuel Tana. The base medrash Rabbi Shmuel had the following brisa: Bein ish li ishto, says the pasuk, bein av lebito. And this is a pasuk that appears also in Parshas Matos, that between the husband and the wife, between the father and the daughter. So what we learn from here? Mikan, from here, lenara hamurasa, a woman who's engaged, a girl who's engaged, she'avia ubaila mefir nidera. The fact that we couple these together, father and daughter, husband and wife, together, right next to each other, tells us they both, in partnership, need to be mefir her nidarm. Then the Gemara said, so that's a different Torah than we saw before. Ulatana de Rabbi Shmuel, im hayo siel ish my avilei. So that was a pasuk we used yesterday's daf. Im hayo siel ish, if she was married to a man, that told her that her husband had the right. And since it said vim, the vav, vim, that connected to the previous pasuk about the father. So that was the drush we used yesterday to teach us that they both are going to be made for nadarm. So he, Rabbi Shmuel, who has a different source, what's he going to do with the pasuk from yesterday? What's he going to do with the pasuk of im hayo siel ish my avilei? So the Gemara says, mokim leidach the rabba. He is mokim it for the other rava. What's the other rava? So we're going to see this later on. We haven't seen this yet. We can look at the Ran quickly here. You see the Ran ulatana, four lines from the top. Ulatana be Rabbi Shmuel im hayos yel my avid lei mokim leidach the rava. Different gears. So we say rava. The gears of the Ran is rava. What does rava say?
That makes sense because rava was the one who said the statement before.
That's the Idach Rabba. This is the other Rabba. Okay. Okay, very good. So he used it for another Drasha Rabba. So what's the other Drasha Rabba? So the Ran quotes, Damar L'Kaman, Daf Ayin, Amin Aleph. We'll get to this on Sunday, Mirza Hashem. Makish Kod Mehavaya Shania L'Kod Mehavaya Rishon. It's a Hekesh of that which preceded Havaya, the Kiddushin. The second marriage is being makish to the codename of the first marriage. So he doesn't really tell us much more than that. We'll have to wait. But there's another drasha of Rabba which could be learned out from these psukim. And that's what Rabbi Shmuel does with the psukim of Im Hayos Yalish. Now the Gemara says, V'Rabba, Hai Detanin Debe Rishmuel Mayavle. So Rabba, who uses the word Vim Hayos Yilish to teach us that the father and husband work together. So what does he do with the psukim of Rabbi Shmuel, the psukim of Bein Ish Leisho Bein Avlita? What does that do for Rabba? So Mibar Leh, it's needed Shehabal Mefer Nedarim Shebeino Leveino. The husband has rights to be made for only Nedarim that are relevant to him and to her. But Nedarim that are not relevant to him and her, he has no rights. So let's look at the Ran here. The Ran says two medium wide lines down, Lomar Shabal Mefin Devarm Shebena Levena, the Nidre Inu Nefesh Behed Yoksivi, Kol Nedev. So any Inu Nefesh, any Nedev that's going to bring affliction to herself is written explicitly in the Pasuk. It says, Kol Nedev Echol Shuas Isar La'anos Nefesh. Ubein Ein Bein Ishleisha Itzrech Ledvarm Shebena Levena. So the Gemara is later on, again, in a long time from now, 12 days, from 13 days from today, we'll explain exactly what the Inui Nefesh are. We're pretty much bringing Rashi Prakim here. The Gemara is not elaborating on these concepts, but we're just saying it's used for that drasha, used for that drasha, but wait a little while to explain what those drashas are actually going to teach us. So now the Gemara says, Ibailu, asks the Gemara. Very lum de shishayla. When you see Ibailu, oftentimes Ibailu is almost a chakira. Tibailu Baal Megiz Gaiz O Maklish Kulish. When the Baal, remember, the Baal cannot be Mefer on his own, he needs the father's help to be entirely Mefer.
So
in the
smoke.
What?
If she's small.
If she's engaged to him, or so exactly, under 12 and a half and engaged. If she's either married to the husband or she's above 12 and a half, then the father, she's not bound to the father. So when the husband is doing this in partnership with the father, so let's say the husband says first, he's, I'm made for the nether. He's waiting for the wait. He's waiting for the father to respond. So when the husband does it, what does the husband accomplish?
When she's engaged, he calls the husband.
Hmm?
When she's engaged.
No, I don't, there's no. You could have arus. I don't know the English term.
Fiance.
Fiance. French. So the ibaylu bal megiz gaiz o maklish kalish. So when the husband does it, or the fiance does the mefer, is he megiz gaiz? Is he cutting it half? Or is he makish, or is he weakening it? Meaning, let's say if you... I'm trying to get this image. Okay, the Gemara is going to, I guess, explain a nafkamina, I think. But is he cutting half of it off and waiting for the father to do the other half? Or is he weakening it? It's all there, he just weakened it. There's certain weakness in the foundation, it's ready to fall apart, but it's still entirely there, it's just weaker. So the Gemara says, Heichi kami baylei. What's the example? What's the shaila? Kigon da adra, din dinadra, mitrain zason. She took a nether that she cannot have two olives. Vishama aris, and the aris, the fiance here, is ve heferla, and he's made for her. Vachlasan, and she eats them anyways.
Why did change now from bad to aris?
Yeah, I don't know. Interchanged. So yeah, I mean, Megiz Gaiz, if you say she cuts it, he cuts it off half, Lakish, she gets Malkos, because I guess one of them is still, we should really probably see the Ron for this.
Kizait.
But yeah, I mean, in Maklish Kalish, if he weakens it, then Nisruba Almahu, it brings it down a level, it's not a full-fledged nether, it's just but still Usser, it's still a lower level Isser. So let's look at the Ron here for an explanation. The Ron says, the first wide line down. Ibailu bal megiz gaiz o maklish kolish. Kolomer aris she'enu mefer el b'shut v'sadav. Aris is only able to be mefer with the partnership of the father. Kishu mefer chelko, when he does his part of being mefer, and the husband hasn't, the father rather, hasn't yet responded, megiz gaiz kolomer she'chose chatzi nether legami, he mamish cuts in half the nether, u'mevatlo v'chetzo ha, he's mevatlo his half, v'chetzo ha'acher, the other half, which is the father's responsibility, nisher chazek b'tchil, is still strong. The little Akhlish Le Cloud doesn't weaken. Oh, Miklash Kalish, Delo Nema Tichta Tachtecha Chatzi Nether, Delavata Hahu Plaga, Videch Plaga Kedikai Kai. We don't say, or maybe he says it weakens it. Not that half is cut, half is remaining. Ella, Bafarsa and Dar Miklash Hu Dekalish Le Kul Nether. The entire Nether kind of drops to a lesser level. That's the Shiloh. So jump down two lines in the run now. Yeah, Ms. Miga's guy is lucky. So again, the case is where she takes a nether of two olives. And then the Baal is Mayfair. So yeah, Ms. Miga's guy is lucky, says the run. Then he the Bafarsa Aris Paka Isser Dechadzesa. Yes, it's going to remove half of it. One of the olives are now going to be removed from the nether. But Idach Dechadkoi. The other olive is still strong. The lucky Allah. And she should get Malchus for eating that olive. Mew. But now, since we don't know which one of the olives is still aser, she only gets malchus if she eats both of them, when there's a vaday malchus. If she eats one of them, it's a suffix whether she violated this or. But viyamris, the round continues, viyamris malchus kalish, if it's weakened, leke malchus, there's no malchus. The hakalish like kula nidra, the entire nether now has dropped a lower to a lower level, but leke el isur ba'alma. There's no longer malchus, but there's still an isur involved. Okay. I'm just looking at the Ron has an interesting question here. Aha. Let's continue with the Ron before you get to the answer. The Ron says, Makshu Hacha, Lamali trained Zayson Dinakin. The Mefarshim asks, why did the Gemara have to give an example of two olives? The Havapek Shuas Shtaim Basra, Amar Rabbi Papa, the Bechol Shehu Bekonwa Sloka. If person violates even a small, tiny shear of a nether, he gets malchus. So you could have brought an example of one olive. And one olive, she took a nether from one olive, and then the husband is mefer. So half the olive is mutter, half the olive is aser. And she should still get malchus for eating half an olive, because you don't need a kezias to get malchus for nedarim. Normally, to violate an isra achila throughout the Torah, you need a kezias of achila. When it comes to nedarim, it's enough to have a kol shu. So you could have given an example of one olive, knock half it off, and the other half would still be a violation and result in malchus. So says the Rani Shlomer, there are those who answer Mishum Deika Hasaman Desfile Dafil Bekonos Loki Adela Ike Kazais. So they're not true. not everybody holds you get malchus with a kol shu. Some actually hold you do need a kazayas to get malchus. So therefore, since such an opinion exists in the Gemara elsewhere in Shavuos, hacha hachi leracha lemilsa, they wanted to have an example that applies to all kol deos. Inami, the Ran suggests another answer. Mishum shvu nakula. Because of a shvuah they chose it. Did bechlal neder shvuah kedamin leel neder gadol neder lokei yisrael who b'shvuah b'pachas b'kishir lekem malchus. Now the reason why we chose the example of two olives, and this way when he knocks off one olive, there's still one olive remaining, because by a shvuah you need a kazayis to violate the shvuah. Granted, by nedarim you don't. Nedarim only needs a kol shu, but since it's nedarim is a kind of shvuah, they gave an example of where you're going to violate. You're going to be eating one kazayis, but in the end of the day, you really don't need a kazayis for nedarim. And the third answer he suggests, inami deloka de kamar hachaloka be carbon kamar velinin mi'ila. Very interesting. When we say malchus here, it's not malchus that this person gets, that she's getting for eating the al, violating the nether. It's because she's going to have to bring a malchus if she were to bring a carbon and violate mi'ila, which means what? Dilchuli amaleka carbon be pachas mikashir. So, in order to bring a carbon, let's say she gets the Isra Me'ila, she has to bring a carbon for all Nadarim also?
One Ola. For all.
For the Nadarim, yeah?
We read it, no?
Right, so he says here, the back explains that you don't have a carbon me'ila for one who violates a nether. We did, I guess we saw daf lamed hey, we said there is me'ila by konmos only with a kazayas. The person were to violate you would taka bring a carbon for violating this nether. That's what it sounds like. It's more daf lamed hey. I remember this.
But one for all nederim.
Yeah.
That's what he says.
Okay, so in order to be chayav the carbon for violating the nether, you'd have to eat a kazayis. When it comes to getting malchus, though, you're right. The Gemara in Shavuos says a kol shu is enough to be chayav malchus. But they wanted to be mokum the case where it could also result in malchus for a carbon. Not malchus slashes, but malchus is another way of being punished with a carbon. So that's why they gave an example where it would result in eating a kazayis, which would then result in bringing a carbon me'ila. Okay, so back to the Gemara now. The Gemara wants to know, again, when the Baal is being made for the nether of his engaged wife, is he cutting it in half? His half is mutter, the other half is still usser, a full-fledged isser. Or is it makdish? Is it weakening the entire nether, dropping it down to a level of isser ba'alma? So my, what's the psak? The Gemara says 5 lines from the bottom, up, 5 lines up. Tashma, emasai amu meis, emasai. When is this true? Amu meis habal. When the husband dies, nisrokna rishus la'av. The permission is granted over to the father. Bizman shalosham habal. Kodum Shamus. I'm going to read a little before, then we'll put these things together. O Shishama v'shasak, O Shishama v'hefer, u'meis babayom, zu hishashinin u'meis habal, nisrokna ha'rishishlav. Okay, so this is the Mishnah later on, I believe. It's a Tosefta. It's brought in the Gemara later on. So, what are we talking about here? So, when are we saying that, again, when they're engaged, when do we say that the rishus goes exclusively to the father to be made for the nedarim? So again, the example, I read one more time. Tashma, Emasai Amru, when did we say this to be the case? That Mesabal, Nisrokna Rishlav, that when the husband dies, the complete control goes over to the father. That is in the following cases. Bizman Shlosham Habal, Kodum Shamus. If the husband did not hear before he died, so he died never hearing his wife say the nether. Oh, Shishama Vishasak, or he heard and he stayed quiet, it was never made for it. Oh, Shishama the Hefer, or he heard and was Mefert, who maced by Bayom and died on that very day. Zuhi Shanino, these are the examples. Mesabal, Nisokna, Rishislav. These are the examples when the husband dies, the full control goes over to the husband. Now, each of these requires somewhat of explanation. Which pshat with all this? Mar later on is going to tell us. It's going together in a couple of days from now. Let's read a little further on the next page. This is continuing the Mishnah.
Rav says that Shama Shasak is the case of Bo Bayom.
Shama Shasak is the case of Bo Bayom.
What is it, Bo Bayom?
And that very day.
Because if he lives a day and he was quiet, it shows he wanted it, the Baal. So now the Av doesn't get the Koach to be Mefer on behalf of the Baal. But if he heard and was quiet that day, he didn't really have a chance to respond yet. So then we say the power moves to the Av.
Say it one more time.
If the Baal heard and was quiet, mm-hmm. and he lived a day beyond her nether, his quietness shows that he accepted her nether. He didn't use his power to do anything about it. But if it was that day that he was quiet and he dies, then he didn't show that he was okay with the nether, and therefore his power to be made for the nether gets transferred to the Av.
Okay, so these are all cases where the husband has never indicated that he's okay. It's never a case where he's making the nether. It's somewhere that's neutral. He wasn't Mayfair, one case he was Mayfair, but it's somehow a situation where the husband now has the father has a right to be Mayfair. So again, the cases are, if the husband never heard of it, so he was never making it. So now when he dies, the father has full rights to be Mayfair. Or if he heard about it and stayed quiet and died on that very same day, he died on that very same day, so then he never was making it because he didn't live a full day to be making it, so that also it's still neutral, and then when he dies, the father now has full rights to be made for it. And the third case is where the husband heard it and he's made for it, so then if he's made for it, then just waiting for the father to make his decision about being made for it. So those are the three examples where when the husband dies, the father has now the full control, or he doesn't even die actually. These are the examples when the father has full control to make a decision.
What's the difference between Shelo Shama, Kodim Shemut, or Sheshama Vishatak, and then he dies? In both cases, you will never know.
Right, it's neutral. He didn't make a decision. He's neutral.
No, so why to distinguish between the two? Because in regards to the Alma, it's the same thing.
No, but it happened in two cases. There are two cases, though. They're two different cases, though. Even though the result is the same, they're two different cases. One, he's quiet. One, he's never even heard it.
So how do you distinguish between the two? How do you know? Huh?
He still has to die, right? He still has to die.
He never heard it and died.
Question, when did he die? Right. If he heard it and died on that day...
That's fine. But if he never heard the netter, he's still alive, it's still not to the
point. Right, exactly, right. Okay. So that's all the first half of the Mishnah. Then the Mishnah continues on to the top of Samech Chesma Beis. Aval im shama v'kaim, if he heard and says, I want her to keep the nether, O sheshama v'shasak, who mace bayom shel achrav, or he heard, stayed quiet, but died the next day. Now his shtiko is kodadam, his shtiko is as if he confirmed her nether, then in yachal hafir, then you can't be made for it because the husband was either making it or is it as if he was making it. So let's say shama avia vehefrila. So that's case one. Now let's say the other way around. When is there a situation that the rishus will not go to the husband now? So let's say Shamavi, the father hears behefrila and he's made for it. Velo hispik baal lishmoa, and the husband doesn't hear ad shemes ha'av until the father dies. Zuhi shishinino mes ha'av lo nisrokna rishus labaal. This is very interesting. The father said his part. He's made for it. But he dies and the husband never hears it. Well, who cares if the husband never hears it? Now, if the husband hears it after the death of the father, shouldn't he be able to be mefer now do his part? So the halacha is he's not allowed to. The husband has to hear the neder while the father's still alive, whatever the reason is. There's a lot of rounds here. Let's say another case is...
Oh, he didn't hear the neder, or he didn't hear that the father was mefer?
Oh, I thought he didn't hear the neder. Let's see.
He doesn't know there is a neder.
Yeah, he never knew there's a neder yet. So we see that the father has more strength than the husband. Now, another scenario is, how many scenarios are we going through here? A lot. Oh, there's a whole chart here. Oh, wow. Big chart. Okay, which is going to be very superficial here about this. Then the Gemara says, the next scenario is, Shama Bala, let's say her husband hears, V'heferla, and he's Meferd, V'lo hispik ha'av l'shmoa. Now, in this case, the father doesn't hear the nether, Achimes Abal, until the husband dies. The husband dies before the father ever hears the nether. Zuhi Shaninu, Shishaninu, Meis Abal, Nisrogna Rishis La'av. This case actually is it works. We see the strength of the father more so than the husband, that even though the father didn't hear it while the husband was alive, he still has a right to be made for his part. Now, let's say Shama Bala, the husband hears of it, V'heferla is made for his part. And the father doesn't hear it until the husband dies, until he himself dies.
Yeah.
Until he himself dies, then ein habal yachal hafir she ein habal mefer ela b'shutfis. The husband is not allowed to be mefer on his own because he can only be mefer with shutfis.
I guess it's not practical for today.
I guess the question from this last case is, again, I don't want to be mining it too much, but what if the husband, let's say she was a Yosoma in the beginning. What about that case? The implication is maybe then the husband will have full rights.
Of course.
The only case here where the father was alive while she took the nether, but he never heard it, even though he never heard it, still the Baal cannot act on his own, even after the husband later dies. And now, one more case, the fifth scenario, again, I'm not sure why we bring all this, so hopefully it's eventually to bring a raya. The fifth scenario is going on to Samach Tes, we'll just do it just to finish this whole raya here. It says, Shama Aviv, the father, her father hears, V'heferla, and is made for her nether, V'hispik habal l'shmoa, and the husband doesn't hear it, ad shemes, until the husband dies, then chozer av made for chelko shabal. Now the father has the right to be made for the part of the husband. We see in all these cases the father certainly has more control over this than the husband.
Which is a different lashon than Nisrokna. Nisrokna sounded like it was only what the father says that matters. Now it's like the father has to do a second action.
Correct.
To be made for the help of
it. Right, he's representing the husband. Okay, so these are all the different scenarios. Okay. And on that, Amar Rabbi Nosson, Hein Hein Devar Beis Shammai. This is all according to Beis Shammai, what we just said above. But Beis Hillel Omrim, Ein Yachal Lahafir, you're not allowed to be Mefir, what, in any of the cases, I guess? The last case, I think. Mm-hmm. That the last case, that the father cannot represent the husband, he cannot be Mefir, that's according to Beis Hillel. We see from all this, though, Shmamina lebeis Shammai migiz gaiz lebeis Hillel maklish kalish Shmamina. What turns out, according to the Gemara, is this machlokas, this ibaylu, the chakir we start off with, is in fact the machlokas tanaim versus Beis Shammai versus Beis Hillel. Meaning what? Beis Shammai holds that when the husband had the father had, by the way, father rather had made the initial hafara in this last case, he cut it in half.
Husband.
No, first the father did in the last case. The father did the cutting in half. He did the hafara. The husband died. Right, the father is made for this top line in Samach Tes. And then the husband dies, so the father can now represent the husband and do the other half. So why is that the case? Why is this, do you have to assume it's Megiz Guys? So let's look at that. You see the Ron there. Sorry for going ahead, but at least this finishes the idea. The Ran says in Tamach Tesam and Aleph, around halfway down the narrow line, Aval Beis Hillel Omrim Ein Yachol Hafir Klal. V'afilu Chozer Umefer Chelko V'Chelek Abal. Even if the husband, rather, the father, attempts to be made for the Chelek of the husband, it doesn't work according to Beis Hillel. V'ka Yehivin and Taima, and the reason that's given is, Mishum Dele Beis Shammai Megiz Gois, Kishehefer Av, when the father initially was Mefer Tchila, Hefer Chelko B'Vad, he only was made for his own part. 50% is now removed. And it wasn't affected, the half of the Baal wasn't affected at all. Ela adayin hu kayim legamri. It was completely a bona fide nether. V'chashav hu lo rishalav. So that part is now, after he dies, is being morish to the father, which is quite interesting. that we're using the terms of Yerusha here, of the ability of the husband to the father. If you don't have that type of Yerusha, that's the lashon the Ran is saying. He's being morishit to the father. Okay, not fully appreciating that. But then the Ran says, continuing, according to Beis Hillel, when the father made the initial hafara, he weakened everything. Both portions were weakened, and it wasn't strong enough, wasn't chashiv enough anymore to morish the father. Since the father still, his afar wasn't balta yet, and the nether is still weak, honestly, I'm not really getting this explanation. Are you following this? Harry, anything there in English? I don't...
It's the most daf anyway.
It's true.
When the father did the hafara, so there was still something remaining. Right? There was everybody agrees there was something remaining after the father does the hafara, the baal's still alive.
When the father sang was still alive, we don't know what was remaining, but something was remaining.
Something was remaining, right? So then, in this case, the baal dies. You can't say the nether goes away, because something was remaining. We know that something was remaining.
Okay.
So that's clear. Question is, what was remaining?
Mm-hmm.
If a half a nether was remaining, then the father can take that half a nether in place of the baal. Just like we had Nisrokna in other places, where he assumes the koach of the baal.
But why only if you assume that way?
Because if he told his weakened, I wish he would have said this lashon, but it sounds clear to me. Then there's still two people that have to do hafara, and it's more like ein hafara achar hafara. The husband, the father already did his part, and you need the two of them to make it to weaken and then to destroy the nether, and now you just have a weekend.
Yeah. I hear what you're saying, but it's not. But what we said before, if you assume kalish klisha, that husband did his part. The father did his part. Now the husband has to do his part. I mean, if the husband were alive, he could have done everything on his own. He don't need the father anymore to do his part. Even though his part's being right. I mean, I don't think if you understand the weakening part, I don't think you view it as two parts anymore. There's this nether, and there's these two shells that need to be removed. There's a father's shell here removed, and now there's a husband's shell.
Mm-hmm.
So from that perspective, the father, in theory, can remove, you should think, he should be able to remove the husband's shell. He seemed to be saying something along the lines of this Yerusha, that only something that's chashuv is being morish, not something that's not chashuv. Now, I don't know why we're talking about Yerusha, the husband being morish to the father-in-law. That concept never exists. We never have Yerusha that way, and certainly by the concept of hafara, Yerusha of hafara sadarim, and only saying chashuv is Yerusha, not saying it's not chashuv. So this certainly requires a lot of explanation.
Using the term domain instead of Yerusha. Transferring it as domain. If it's so substantial, then it can be transferred from the Baal's domain to the father's domain. But if it's weakened, then it doesn't get transferred. I don't really explain what that means.
Neither does the footnote here. The
Masifta. You know that those smaller daf of the pima are the hardest.
He references the rush.
The rush. Okay, let's see the rush. He talks about zechiyah. The same idea, not. If it's not chashuv, he says, if it's not shalom, it's not complete, you can't be tofes zechiyah. And I don't know what to say. I mean,
you want to see the parish? He says different. He's definitely saying different.
Okay, at least we get a pshat, you're saying? Beis Hillel? Omrim, from there? Beis Hillel says you cannot be made for the nedar in this case. Again, the case being the father is made for the nether, then the husband dies. The father, according to Beis Hillel, the father cannot be made for the chelek of the husband since the husband died. Chelko shabal bilvad elim kain achozer made for chelko imo he cannot be made for the husband's property aside, rather alone, unless he's chozer made for chelko imo, unless he does it again with him, his own chelek. Sounds like he's allowed to, if he does it the right way. Mishum desfilahu maklish, it weakens the entire nether. Hecha the hefer chad below chavre, one without the other. Vakati havi hanether shalom, the nether is still good. Elishain isurat chomer kibtchil, the nether is still a good nether, it's just the punishment is weakened by the father, the father. It's a very different approach. What he's saying is that Beis Hillel says you can't do it, meaning you can't just be made for the part of the husband anymore. If you want to redo the entire farah on the entire nether for the father and husband's part together, then you can actually go ahead and do that. That seems to be going against the Pashup Shad of the Gemara. But according to Beis Shammai, says the Mefarish, Beis Shammai Savri, Migas guys, ki kodem ha'av v'hefer chelko. When the husband, the father rather, initially was made for his chalek, the father was chaschal l'shnayim, he cut it in half the nether. When nispatel chetzio, and his half was completely removed. There's only one olive now that's subject to this nether. But the other half, this other olive, is still part of the nether. Now when he takes the chalek of the husband, so the mefarsh is assuming that the father may represent the husband. He's allowed to do that according to both opinions. The question is, what does he have to accomplish? Does he have to just do the husband's property alone? Or, according to Basil, you have to do his own chalek as well together. That, to me, is a simple pshat. The Ran and the Rush is a more complex pshat, which I'm not fully getting, but at least we walk away with the pshat. I'm not trying to understand every sheet to hear. Maybe we'll stop here.
What is the address of the
51 Locust.
Locust? Who's, yeah. Who's